Yeah, welcome on to the call. The head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Ryan Carty. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Rob.
Good morning. A 38-7 win for your team coming out of the bye against Morgan State. Really able to pull away in the second half of that one. Just give me your impressions on how your team looked.
Yeah, I thought we were solid. Played a pretty good team game. Defense was really sharp, minus basically one drive. Pretty much dominated the rest of the game. Offense was, really good in the first quarter and better in the second half. I thought our special teams were good at times and just okay at other times.
First question this morning from Kevin Trestolini. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Hey, Ryan. Just wanted to ask you the obvious question: what limitations Nolan might have this week with his injury Saturday?
Yeah, we're still a little unsure. We're going to have to. I think he's got an MRI today. He's got an upper body operation. Deal. And so we'll figure out what he can do this week, and that'll probably dictate what he can do on Saturday. So, I expect him to give it a go. I just don't know exactly what is wrong yet. And so, we'll have to kind of play that by ear, and hopefully by the end of the week, we'll know a little bit more about his, whether he has limitations or not and what they are. And maybe he can't play. There's that chance as well. But, I'd like to think that he'll be okay to play. I don't know how limited he'll be.
Ryan, you touched on the fact that you guys got off to a great start, score on the opening drive, get the touchdown. Rest of the first half, guys got bogged down a little bit, and then got it going in the second half. Did you feel like maybe a little rush from the week off, or what changed there in the second half?
I don't know. Maybe there was some rust involved. I think it was a little bit more just, we had a three and out. And then we had some circumstantial things not go our way. I thought there was, that we had threw an interception on a deep pass that, I thought we might have gotten interfered with, and that didn't go our way there. And then we ran out of time in a 2-minute drill, on the 0-yard line basically, and had one shot at it and didn't get it. And so, we missed a couple of opportunities in there. But we were a little stagnant there in the middle. I don't know if it was based on rust or, I think that's an excuse, honestly. I think we just didn't play very clean for a couple of drives there. And I think there, we took some shots in there, based on what they were giving us in the secondary. And I think they beat us for a good quarter and a half there. I'm not extremely sure who number 7 was, 'cause I don't even think he was on the depth chart leading into our game, but he's maybe the best corner we faced all season.
Next question from Andy Walter. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Hey, Ryan. Hey. Regardless of who plays a quarterback on Saturday, you used four guys counting Paoletti on this past Saturday. Do you feel like that group has developed and you feel pretty good about that position as a whole?
Yeah, I do. I hope so. I hope we've gotten a little bit better there. We continue to get them reps every week in practice, and we don't know until we go out there, which is why in that last drive, I made sure that, I told Zach early, I wanted to get OC in there and see what he could do. He hadn't played yet. He's a young kid and needed some game experience. I don't want it to be a situation where all of a sudden he's got to go in and win us a game. He's never played ball before, never thrown a ball before, never, run our offense. And so that last drive was a little bit more about him than it was about anything else. It was, let's go see if we can, what he can do. And if we can put the ball in the end zone with him running the show, which is why we kept the 1-0 line in there as well. And I wanted to make sure we got him some real looks and to see what he could do. And so, we'll continue to get those guys ready. I think they'll probably get a lot more reps this week in practice, regardless of Nolan's fate. Hopefully we can feel confident in all of those guys.
Thanks.
You got it.
I got a follow-up question from Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, hey, Ryan. Speaking of quarterbacks, Elon has a good one. What makes Matthew McKay somebody who will be difficult for your defense to corral? Looks like he's got some multiple skills as both a runner and as a passer.
Yeah, he does. I think he's a very good passer. He's not just a running quarterback. He's a drop back kid that can run similar to ours. And those guys are always the hardest ones to, if you keep them in the pocket, they're able to beat you. And then when you cover them downfield and lose contain, or maybe they sneak their way through. They can hurt you that way too, and then extend plays as well. He's big. You know, he has the ability to kind of, you know, gain a couple of yards on his own, just being a bigger body. But, you know, I think, you know, he's one of those guys that we're going to come up against that in this league, you know, really good quarterbacks that are good at running, good at throwing. You know, we'll see about three in a row here in the next, or four in a row, maybe in the next four games. So we've got to be ready to roll.
Ryan, your defense, you touched on, other than the one score, you hold them to 158 yards, four sacks, and then come up with some turnovers with the three interceptions. One of them there by Liam Traynor early in the second half. How big was that one just to kind of maybe put the game firmly in control?
Yeah, it was a big one because we needed to, you know, we needed to start the half fast. You know, we didn't get the ball coming out of the second half. And so we needed to make sure that, you know, we got a stop and got us into field goal range, or got us into to scoring range. And we did both of those things very quickly and put one right in and kind of, you know, got back rolling. And that's what we needed to do. And we've talked about this, you know, our team is a very, we feed off each other, you know, very well. And so, you know, we need to make sure that we continue to make big plays on both sides of the ball. I think it helps us, you know, play team football when we aren't stagnant on either side of the ball. And so, you know, I think big plays are going to help. We need to continue to create turnovers, you know, just stopping people and just having less yards. And that's not as big a deal as turnovers. Stealing possessions is what's going to help us win football games.
You touched on the dangerous Elon offense that Matthew McKay runs, but they've also been a very good defensive team this season. As you've looked at it from an offensive side against their defense, what impresses you with the Phoenix defense?
They're extremely sound. They fit runs very, very well. You know, they do what they do, and they do it extremely well. They're good. They're good against motions. They're good against shifts. You know, they're going to be in the right spot. And they have good players. You know, their back end's very good. They tackle really well in the back end in particular. I think their safeties and corners are some of the best tacklers we've seen all year in that back end. And so, you know, it's going to be a fight. It's not going to be easy to move the ball down the field on these guys. I know that. Plus they just on the turnover train here, as we're talking about it, you know, they force fumbles at a high rate. And so we have to continue to work on our ball security as we always do, but this week it's going to be even more emphasized because possessions are going to come at a very big key here.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Elon, and we'll talk again next week.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great one.